Dear Zanny, number 26, 6 July 2008. Hey everyone, I am back. This is your host, Suzanne, or as many of my intimate friends call me, Zanny. Welcome to the show. As many of you know, I am a family therapist and currently have kind of a full client caseload, and I love my work. And so I've translated some of the experience that I have and the knowledge that I know, and I share it with you. However, this show is for entertainment purposes only, and anything I suggest is meant for just general. I'm speaking in generalizations, but of course, I take your questions about real life issues and speak in generality. So this is never intended to substitute private therapy. Okay, let's get started. I got a great email from a woman, and she signed herself Spoiled Little Brat in New York City. And by the way, what I'm doing now is I am posting your emails on my blog. You can go to DearZanny.com, go to my website, look at the blog. I post your emails without, of course, your contact information. And then I also post my response. So it's coming to you in two ways. One, audio format in your podcast like this, or you can go get a visual at the DearZanny.com website. So here we go. Here is an email, and the woman entitled it, "So Spoiled... or Am I Depressed?" Okay. "Dear Zanny, lately I feel like I'm going insane. I live in one of the best cities in the world, New York. However, I am not happy." She goes on to say that she has a husband who loves her. She has a good job, although she really doesn't socialize with any of her cohorts because she feels like they're very clicky and gossipy. She does go on to say that she and her husband vacation regularly. They eat at the best restaurants. They see Broadway shows. So it sounds like they have a really good life. And she says also, "I know most people would love to be in my shoes, but I've been much happier in the past." And she says she feels like she owes it to her husband to stick it out. And that's it. Like I said, if you want to see the email in its entirety, go to DearZanny.com. So here it is. And her question is then, is she spoiled or is she depressed? And she signed it Spoiled Little Brat in New York City. You know, let me just start out by saying, oh my gosh, my first impulse was one of really great compassion. You are not spoiled. I mean, so what? You have a nice lifestyle. You don't need to apologize for that. You, my dear, sound very, very depressed. And if I were, when I see clients like this, the first thing I want to do is I want to determine, hey, is this client's depression a result from a situational stressor in their life or an underlying undiagnosed medical condition? So let's start with just medical stuff first and get that out of the way, because a good clinician would always do that. So you would go to your physician and you would get a thorough medical workup. So I guess I would want to know, and what you don't put in your email, of course, you didn't know that I was going to ask this, but when was your last physical? How old are you? Are you perimenopausal, postmenopausal? Do you have an underlying medical condition such as a thyroid disorder? You know, so many times, I've seen this multiple times, numerous times, where I have a client who presents with some significant depression. I have them, I request that they go to their physician and get a simple thyroid panel, which is a very easy blood draw, and lo and behold, they come back as with a thyroid condition, which in the initial phases masks itself as clinical depression. So very simple. And as many of you know, our hormones, look at any of us women who suffer from PMS, we go through significant hormone levels, especially during our menopausal years. You really want to rule that out because, again, many illnesses present with a depressive-like symptom before you can get a medical diagnosis. A client walks in with depression. Get a good physical and be honest about your depressive feelings with your doctor. You may need a simple, easy round of SSRIs, or also known as antidepressants. We do know now that untreated depression, if it lasts longer than 6 months, can begin to change the neurochemistry. So what we know now is you really want to stop that process from happening. Okay, let's talk about situational causes. You know, a big one is, have you lost someone recently? Even within the last 36 months, if someone you love has died, we call it a grief resurgence. This can raise its head like an ugly monster. People have no idea why they're getting hit over the head with significant feelings of sadness and despair and loneliness and hating everything. It can be, possibly, displaced grief. So check that off your list and think about that. You mentioned that you've moved to New York City within the last 4 years, and you and your husband don't have any friends yet. Why not? It sounds as if you are naturally introverted. Okay, believe it or not, I am an introvert. Yes, I can put on my outgoing social mask and present as extroverted, and most people would peg me that way, and that's behaviorally. But my natural disposition is to be more introverted. How do you know? I know I'm introverted because I get most of my emotional recharge from how I recharge my batteries emotionally is being by myself. I need some pretty big quantities of alone time to recharge myself so that I can do this work. And that's how you can determine whether you're introverted or extroverted. Again, it's not determined behaviorally, but how you get replenished emotionally. But what I suggest for you is, you know, again, get a thorough physical to rule out any underlying medical conditions. Be honest with your doctor. Talk about your depression. 2, think back to the times when you have felt happiest, because it sounds like you have felt happy before. What did all those times that you have felt happiness, joy, contentment, what did they all have in common? What were you doing? What was going on in your life? 3, get connected. This is the very antithesis of what a depressed person wants to do, but it is the antidote for depression. Get a new hobby. Volunteer for a cause that you really feel passionate about. Attend the synagogue or a church. Attend lectures on something of interest. This is where you will meet people of like minds. Why don't you start out by commit to making 2 social engagements per week? And you know, I know I can hear you already going, but my husband won't go with me, or he's not interested in A, B, or C. Okay, that's fine. Go by yourself. 4, and last, find a good therapist. You know, word of mouth is a great way to begin, or just pick up your local phone book and start leaving voicemails for possible therapists. You know, many therapists are willing to talk with a potential client for about 15 minutes, but don't try to push us past that, because those of us with full caseloads, you know, it's not meant, and it's while you're fishing for a therapist, this is not meant to be an initial consult with the client. It's meant for you to assess, do I get a good vibe from this therapist? And if you do, go ahead and schedule an appointment. Let them know you are still interviewing prospective therapists. They understand that. We understand that. But finding a good therapist, it's like shopping for a good, comfortable pair of shoes. They have to feel right to get a good fit. So always trust your gut. And lastly, don't give up. Don't give up until you find answers and you feel better. You are not insane. Let me say that again. You're not insane. Your email suggests that you're very depressed. This is so normal. You are so helpable. And what the current data suggests, that a short round of antidepressants combined with talk therapy is the best way to beat depression. I don't think you're spoiled. I think you're depressed. Follow these suggestions. I think you can so be helped. Good luck, and let me know how you do, okay? Thanks so much, and bye for now. Hey, please leave me a voicemail. I tend to prefer those more than emails, just because then you don't have to listen to me yak throughout this entire 10 minututes. You can always call me at 678-884-0524. And don't forget to join my Frapper Map. By the way, my email stuff, my voicemail stuff was a little bit broken, and I had to install a levelator program on my computer to increase the sound efficiency. Oops, I'm running out of time. Call me and let's talk. Thank you.
This podcast is produced with Cast Blaster.
Bye for now.